Possibility of Texas Casinos Lives as Dallas Launches Feasibility Study. The North Texas Commission, NTC, is taking proactive steps to explore the potential legalization of destination resorts and casino gambling. As the 2025 legislative session approaches, the push for legalization is gaining momentum. The NTC is forming an exploratory committee comprising business and community leaders to delve into the implications of destination gaming. This exploratory committee will scrutinize the potential effects of destination gaming, crafting recommendations on economic development, workforce requirements, public safety, and other concerns. NTC Chief Operating Officer Patrick Brophy has extended an open invitation to elected officials, tourism and economic development leaders, and community representatives to join the committee, slated for launch in the fall. "We aim for a comprehensive representation of our community, including social services, public safety, nonprofits, arts, entertainment, mental health professionals, and business leaders," Brophy stated. The NTC seeks a diverse committee encompassing staunch supporters, skeptics, and opponents of casino gambling. This initiative follows a roundtable discussion co-hosted by the NTC and Texas Association of Business, where Las Vegas Sands Corp. executive advocated for destination gaming's benefits to Texas, particularly the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Las Vegas Sands and its owner, billionaire Miriam Adelson, have invested heavily in lobbying for casino legalization in Texas. In 2021, they employed 76 lobbyists and spent $6.7 million, yet legislation failed. Adelson's 2023 political contributions exceed $13 million, with a Sands-linked PAC contributing over $2.5 million, including support for House Speaker Dade Phelan. Adelson's family acquired a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks from Mark Cuban, who envisions a resort casino anchored by a new arena, transforming Dallas into a top 5 U.S. travel destination. NTC leaders propose a constitutional amendment put to a public vote on casino gambling. If approved, a limited number of operating licenses would be issued competitively, with multiple licenses for each Texas region. Limiting licenses is seen as crucial for maximizing economic impact. More resort, less casino. Abood distinguishes destination resorts from traditional casinos, emphasizing Sands' focus on convention spaces, business travel, high-end gaming, and entertainment. He argues these resorts generate substantial economic benefits. Dallas-Fort Worth could significantly benefit from increased convention space, as Las Vegas boasts 15 million square feet. This attracts larger events and improves efficiency in existing spaces. A Rice University study commissioned by Sands estimated potential economic gains of $13 billion and 70,000 jobs from gaming in Texas, with Dallas-Fort Worth reaping $34.7 million in tax revenue. Addressing concerns about increased crime, Abood cites statistics showing crime rate declines in Pennsylvania after a Sands conversion and comparable crime rates in Las Vegas to other large cities. Abood counters addiction concerns with low gambling rates and the potential to aid Texans who already gamble in Oklahoma. He also acknowledges the casino job market differs from the NTC's typical focus but emphasizes job creation and increased visitation. While some believe casino legalization is inevitable, the debate continues on its impact and implications for the Dallas-Fort Worth region.